This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Oh, baby. We're back with another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. Your Real Ass Podcast. It's owned by the fans. It's made for the fans. It's made by the fans. That's not true. But something.
It's made by two people.
It's made by a couple people. It's Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com.
It's officially Skank Week.
It is officially Skank Week. Real quick, let me get these plugs out of the way. If you guys are listening to this on iTunes, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. We do release this show a full 5 days early before iTunes. We also have a video aspect, a live stream, a chat. All that good shit, all the archives beyond the past 8 episodes are available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get access to this show and the other amazing shows on the network. Legion of Skanks, Jamie Josta Show, Dave Smith's Part of the Problem, High Society Radio, SDR Show, Hammer Fisting, Say It Ain't Snow. 3 more shows coming to the network coming in July. One of the shows people are going to be so fucking happy about. And I'm excited. I can't tell you guys right now. I'll tell you after we get off the show.
The one we talked about?
Maybe. Possibly. Wow. Possibly.
That's a big one.
Yeah, guys. Also, like Scopo just said, it's Skank Week. Skank Fest.
Hashtag Skank Week.
Hashtag Skank Week.
I'm very excited for this.
It is. It happens this weekend from the Creek in the Cave and the Standing Room in Long Island City. The fucking full schedules and lineups just came out. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Maddie. Get a little music going.
Yeah.
A little music action.
It's the song I lost my virginity to.
This is the song I lost my virginity to.
I know that story.
Is it really?
It is.
On repeat, I had a 10-disc CD changer, and I just put this one song on.
You didn't go the full
like 3 hours just on repeat, because I was using a condom, and I can barely come with condoms now, much less the
you
first time I'm trying to fuck.
Fucking making love to Pantera?
Yeah. Wait till it kicks in, you start pumping away, just...
Was she a virgin, too?
Yeah, we lost our virginity to each other.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's so sweet.
That's right, guys. Saturday and Sunday, June 18th and 19th. Huge fucking names in comedy, including Robert Kelly, Brian Redband, Doug Stanhope, Todd Glass, Ari Shaffir, Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane, Mike Lawrence. Crazy shows. Obviously, everyone in this room is doing a show as well. Everyone on the Real Ass Podcast has made their way onto some shows. I'm all over the place. We're doing Ha the Musical again. So if you guys want to see me, Big J, and a bunch of other comics sing and dance.
Kevin Farley's character.
Yeah.
So funny. That's
it's
going
to be dope,
pick.
Man. So, guys, make sure you guys come out. Go to creeklic.com if you want tickets. There's a handful of tickets left. You can buy single-day passes or VIP passes. Anything going on, guys, real quick you want to plug?
No. Well, I mean, I'm on the show on, I think, what fucking day am I? Sunday, yeah.
Good job, Tinkle.
I don't know.
And Tinkle's episode of Comedy Pump will be premiering this Friday coming
up. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. So we're going to be playing Tinkle's second album in its entirety. This is where it starts just pounding.
Yeah, this is when you start like...
Fucking take it, you little goth bitch.
She's all, you should ask someone if they like to be choked before you start doing it.
Arms hurt. I'm too fat.
I was going to say, that's way more than I know. That was like a third of that.
Well, I made love. I did make love. Zach, anything coming up?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. And coming up on Sunday, the 26th, New York City Zombie Crawl comes back to Brooklyn. We're going to be starting at Bar Matchless in Williamsburg, making our way to the Charleston and then over to Black Bear Bar. It's going to be about 6 straight hours of bands and burlesque and freak shows and lots of fun drink specials. So if you want to get drunk with me next
and
weekend.
And do you do the makeup still?
Yeah.
If I come, will you do my makeup?
Of course.
I say this every year.
Yeah.
But I really want to come. Is it appropriate for my child?
he'll be freaked out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would.
That's my day with him where I'm like all day, like from morning till night.
Technically, it's all ages, but it is a bar crawl. So, like, he'll you be can be right. outside the bar.
He's got to learn sooner or later.
But, like, he'll be cool you can't, like, bring him walk. In a bar.
Well, here's what I think. He'll be okay if we put the makeup on in front of him. Like, if we start off with no makeup. But if I just show up in the middle of it and there's a bunch of drunk fucking zombies, I think I'd probably give him a heart attack.
Yeah. I would be careful.
Chris Scope, anything coming up?
For Saturday night, I'll be doing a show at 9 o'clock at Creek in the Cave. I think I'm in the garage.
Skankfest,
I'm pumped up about that.
And then me and you and Dave Smith are going to be in Linden, New Jersey, the 30th of June.
That is right.
Comedy Under the Stars outside event.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to post more information about that.
And I'll be at the Brokerage and McGuire's next Friday and Saturday.
All right. Very nice, boys. Very nice. Happy to be back. What a fucking beautiful time of year it is, right? It's the best. It's just the best time of year. Me and Tinkle actually ran into each other on the subway.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there kind of like, when I'm on this, if you ever see me on the subway by myself, I'm doing a little dance.
Yeah.
I'm making a little
noise. Headphones on.
Yeah, I'm pumping out.
Listening to Little Handsome. Mbop.
No, it wasn't Hanson and Mbop. It was Hopson, which is one of my favorite hip-hop artists right now. He really appeals to the white people, which that's the type of hip-hop that I like.
Is he
a
white man?
Well, as a white guy, black. No, he doesn't.
What?
I'm just saying, as a white
throw
guy,
throw a little Hopson on, Maddie. Throw Hopson. Oh, no. No, you're going to like it, dude. He wears
like hip-hop, dude.
He wears contacts.
Mm. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
never
a,
mind.
That's a big seller.
Dude, I love a guy that can like rhyme and can see really
well.
Does
he have blue contacts? Is that what it is?
Dude, this motherfucker got 20/20 vision, y'all.
That's not what I mean, fuck.
What a weird
He wears
point.
Like, pull up a picture of him as well. He wears like scary contacts.
That was feeding you. This shit don't make any sense. Nigga, what the fuck? What the fuck? You know, sounds like Big Sean.
Give it a little more volume.
I'm the one who made the company all the millions. Now you got problems to deal with. Man, this is tough luck. See, a couple weeks ago we was buzz.
Why would you have this on your headphones in the subway? Can't you just listen to the sounds of the subway?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, here's the thing. All right, you got it. Now, me, when I show this to like people who like hip-hop, they're like, dude, this is the wackest shit on earth.
I like it, though.
I love it.
That's good.
I love a good white boy hip hop. That's what I'm into. I like.
Oh, is he white?
No, he's black. But well, white.
The new kind of rap.
What the fuck?
White people like him. That's what he was just saying. What the fuck? Dooba 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 did did.
That's the new kind of rap.
It's the shit.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
I like
you
it.
Know what that kind of rap is? It's ringtones.
Whatever. I'm a ringtone kind of rap.
Have
man.
You noticed that rap used to have bass?
Oh yeah. Did you ever see Snoop talk about it? Pull up the video of Snoop.
Why does rap not have bass lines anymore? Because cell phone speakers can't play bass.
Well, I don't give a shit. I like it. I don't care what Snoop says. But I was looking at Snoop Dogg's podcast. It is awful.
He has a podcast?
He's got a podcast. He records with like a cell phone in the center of the room, and nobody listens to it. I look at the amount of reviews. It has like 100 episodes out, and there's like 70 reviews on iTunes. I'm like, how is this possible?
Why
Snoop
you try
Dogg,
to get him on Gas Digital?
I probably could.
Expand his,
we can make his him network. An offer.
I have a feeling it's not the most consistent podcast. I don't think he...
Maybe not.
I heard he's like a really hard worker, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me look it
30
up.
30 jobs.
On. Snoop Dogg podcast.
I mean...
Dude, I mean, if you land Snoop on the Gas Digital Network...
Look, right here. Snoop Dogg's GGN podcast. It's pretty consistent.
I know what one of those letters stands for.
Grapes.
The Great Drank. May 26th, 17th, 11th, 3rd. Yeah, I guess it's not that consistent. That's probably the problem. But he gets real people on it. I mean, I don't know. Just see the name Khloe Kardashian.
Dude,
maybe she's not on it.
He smokes weed and then he just turns to them and goes, you want to talk into this phone?
It's Double G News. That's what it is. The Double G News podcast. And yeah, I mean, it's got 35 reviews on iTunes and it's got 67 episodes out. How is that possible? He's Snoop Doggy Dog.
Because I don't think he gives a fuck. This is like one of our major things. Like he has a lot of major things. That's probably his last thing.
But I just feel like his name alone.
It is a little weird. The reviews are so low for him. Because he has millions of followers on Twitter.
Yeah, how many Twitter followers does he have? Look that up, Maddie.
Dude, you think Snoop Dogg fucking gets up and tweets, I'm going live in 10 minutes.
Let's guess how many Twitter followers he has.
I think he had, I think it was three. Like 4.3 million.
I would have to say, if I had to guess.
I think.
I mean, I'd have to say at least 2 million.
Yeah, I would guess 3.
What do you guess?
4.
4 million. What is it? Maddie, you can just go to Twitter and put his name in. Maddie,
it can't be that.
It's at the fucking top.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, wow. You guys are way off.
How many?
14.2 million.
What?
What?
Oh,
Jesus.
Has he never tweeted his podcast?
I guarantee you he hasn't.
Dude, he needs you in his life to get social
media.
Has
he never tweeted his fucking 14.2 million Twitter followers?
He probably doesn't even know it can be another source of income.
That's impossible. Nobody has that many Twitter followers.
Is he on iTunes?
How many does Bieber have?
Oh, he's like 45 million.
Let's see. Yeah, 83 million. I guess, yeah, they do get up that much.
Twitter audit puts him at a 50% real.
He's still got 7 million Twitter followers. I Twitter audit people left and right.
Oh, really?
I do it so much.
You did it at a hotel one time.
Yeah,
you stay in the hotel. You're like, oh, I knew this fucking guy was a loser.
Yeah, yeah. I Twitter on to people like it's nobody's business.
Roy Nelson got called out on that shit.
Who?
Roy Nelson.
Oh, really? Has a bunch of fake ones?
Yeah. I think it's like 80% fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Roy Nelson.
This was like a year.
71% real. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong Roy Nelson. Never mind.
Yeah, Roy Nelson has Roy Nelson MMA, 511,000 Twitter followers. Let's see, 58% real. I'd say if, here's the thing, if you're a celebrity and you have 60, 70% real, I think that's okay. It's because you gotta understand, like, there's all these, like, bots and shit that will, like, follow you. You can't.
I don't think Bieber is buying Twitter followers, though.
Well, put in Bieber. See how many fucking Twitter followers.
He has a lot of fake. I looked at his.
Oh, yeah, he has to.
Justin Bieber. It's just Justin Bieber. B-I-E-B-E-R.
42%.
See, he's only got 40 million Twitter followers.
Fucking loser.
Fake ass faggot Bieber. It's ridiculous.
I did a bunch of, like, hours, and we're all, like, around 85%. So there,
well, Maddie, you've got 112 Twitter followers.
I have 360.
If you had fake Twitter followers and you only had 360, I would literally make you kill yourself. You'd be off the show. That's it. That's it. But me and Tickle, we were on the train on our way here. And I saw him and his lovely girlfriend.
Yeah, and as soon as I dumped the dead weight off at 14th, you and
We switched. We switched to the A train.
Yes,
and then we just started creeping on girls immediately.
Yeah. Nice. It was like kiss. See you later. Lewis made some joke about how I'm a faggot, and then immediately we entered the zone.
Yeah, it's a weird thing with dudes where you see them like kiss their girlfriend and say I love you. I don't know what it is, but my first instinct is like I have to call them gay.
Yeah, no, it's
they're kissing a girl.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to call them gay.
Fag. You should go fag.
Yeah.
I don't who's get happy, it. Queer babe.
I've been there before. Yeah. I've been there before, but there's just something very
fruity. Enjoy your nice big apartment.
There's something very fruity about a dude kissing his girlfriend and saying I love you in front of your friends. You know?
I used to never do that. She used to hate it too.
Yeah, you just fucking keep it on the DL.
Oh, did I say it? I said it back?
I don't know, maybe.
No, she said it.
Oh, now you're trying to be cool.
I definitely mumbled it.
You fucking homo.
You mumble everything.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I definitely was like, remember.
Yeah. Shit. But then you told, what happened? You went to the Belmont Steaks?
Yeah, we went to, so you and I were on the train and we're just like looking at ladies. And I went to the Belmont Steaks on Sunday, and I told you that I got separated from my girlfriend. I couldn't find her for 10 minutes on purpose. She I'm going to go have a cigarette, and I immediately got lost, quotes, and I just stared. I needed that 10 minutes to creep the fuck out.
Here's my problem, though.
So many hot, drunk messes wearing shorts that were skirts that were
you
so
Belmont
short.
Saturday or Sunday?
I went to the Saturday.
You went Saturday you went to the good.
I've never seen so many hot drunk like.
Yeah, but Belmont steak pussy isn't like the ideal. Like when you're creeping, I feel like you want to walk through Central Park where girls have like their tits out. Yeah. They're like laying down. They're
dude. I saw
like these are like rich two uppity bitches. No,
no, no.
I saw two
trashy
vaginas. That's because, like, a girl sat on the grass drunk, and her skirt, like, went up over her knee. That happened twice.
Belmont's straight trashy.
She made the sound from, what's that show?
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement.
Yeah. It's pretty hot.
It's just Wilson.
Yeah, no,
over there.
Just so many, it was so many hot chicks.
Was your clit peeking over insane. Her panties?
Yeah. I would imagine, first of all, I didn't even know what Belmont's saying, because it was when I saw you posted on Facebook, I didn't know what it was, and then I did a little research, and it's horse racing.
Yeah.
Is that fun at all?
It's like the Triple Crown.
It's the third leg of the Triple Crown.
It's a huge deal.
Kentucky Derby. What's the second one? And then the second one, and then it's the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
The horsey go fast to Palooza.
Were you
this was actually a shit show. It wasn't as fun, because for every hot girl, there was a fucking douche with a sweater tied around his neck. In the middle of summer, wear khaki shorts.
I mean, I like a chick in a nice sundress, but like, no, it's hot.
I'm saying
they're beautiful women, right? But it's not like when you walk through New York City, right? Every street is like a wind tunnel. So if you just walk behind a girl in a short skirt for like two blocks, you're guaranteed to get a nice fucking upskirt. Nice upskirt. And I'm not one of these fucking guys who is ashamed of saying that I'm looking for upskirts. I'm out there. If I couldn't be arrested, I would just stand below a subway and just stare up girls' skirts. You ever do that move where a girl's walking up the subway steps and then like you just slow your pace?
you're trying to time it out, right?
Yeah, dude. Because you want her to get at least fucking 8 or 10 steps ahead of you so you can get a nice upskirt shot. Real Ass Podcast, we'll fucking say this. Other people on other shows, I guarantee you the Snoop Dogg D-O-double-G news podcast is not talking about getting upskirts.
I don't think Snoop has to worry about upskirt.
Yeah, because he's actually fucking like, he just asked them to take off their skirts and he gets to see their actual vaginas.
Yeah, but you know what?
He'd have to lay on the ground and fake like he's having a heart attack.
Look, every one of us gets pussy here, right? I get some pretty hot pussy here. I've been known to throw it down in some hot puss. But there's something about the rape element of staring up a girl's skirt.
You had me on the ropes until the whole rape part.
I gotta back out.
I thought you were gonna say the forbidden veg. There's that part
about,
is true.
I'm telling you right now. Like, look, I don't know what it is, but there's the rapier element.
Listen,
what? I think it's
voyeuristic.
About, yes,
voyeuristic.
Yeah, you gotta, voyeuristic. You gotta use better words than
too
rape.
Too many syllables.
Stanhope had
rape. What rape? One syllable, just right to the point. Boom,
it's
rape.
The same thing.
It's not rape, but I'm saying there's a rapey element to it.
Stanhope had this great bit about how, like, you know, you'll go to like a strip club and see titties, and after like an hour, you're bored, and as soon as the fucking waitress leans over, you're like, oh, I can see her bra. That's like that kind of thing. That's what it is. It's like
rape.
It's the no. Jesus
it's
Christ.
Not rape.
Hold on.
It's the forbidden titties.
What's the Shakespeare quote? A rose by any other name would still smell as sweet. So what? I'm not being
all
a phony
the
asshole.
Stage, let's go rape some whores. Is that what he said? That's what he said, right? Look at that, Maddie.
Wait till she's sleeping.
A rape by any other name still makes me cum.
Wait till she's sleeping and you can slip my finger in.
That's right.
Yeah. No, look, I'm obviously just kidding. But yeah, voyeuristic, rapey, it's the same shit, is it not?
No.
Yeah,
no, no. It's, no.
Rape
hold
is
on,
not
it
the
is,
same.
Though. What, hold on.
Rape you're is just not the same.
I can imagine seeing a girl. Like, I want to see a girl's fucking vagina, but I don't want to rape the girl.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want to rape a girl, Tinkle.
Staring at some cleavage is different. If you know, I'll know that I see her leaning over, I'll like pause for a second to like see those titties.
One, obtaining sexual gratification from observing unsuspecting individuals who are partly undressed, naked, or engaged in sexual acts broadly. One who habitually seeks sexual stimulation by visual means, or a prying observer who is usually seeking the sordid or the scandalous. Rapey. I mean, it's no, rapey.
No, rapey is like physical.
Yeah.
Fine.
Rape is grabbing one of those girls and throwing her down the stairs and fucking her.
Get over
it's
it.
It's not the same thing.
Oh, but that's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm just talking about the rapey element.
This is the stairway my parents met in.
Stairway to heaven.
But there is something, like when we were at that
it's
strip
eye
club.
Rape.
What?
It's eye rape.
Eye rape. Thank you.
You're
that's
welcome.
A lot
thank
better.
Thank you, yeah. Maddie.
Eye rape. Yes.
Eye rape.
Eye rape is better, yeah.
Yeah.
We know you do.
Oh, fuck, dude. All right, that was the joke of the day. Fuck, we should just turn it off now. That was a great one. Oh, that really made me laugh. Now, when we were at the strip club in Detroit, when we did the Legion of Skanks live show, there was something about, like, we were talking to the strippers a lot, like, you know, when they weren't on stage, because we were, like, in this VIP area. And they, you know, we were also performing, so I think they just kind of, like, let the guard down, and they weren't really trying to work us, even though we got lap dances and shit. They kind of were having these real conversations, and one of the things that I really liked was when they were saying how they couldn't afford to like get home that night. They're like, oh, I'm just not making any money, and I was like, yeah, all right. And they were talking about how they didn't like the job or they didn't like the creepy guys that came in. That started making me more turned on than watching them dance naked on a stage.
By the way, that's just another version of their work. When they go up to like the people that are like the comedians or the people working there, like, just like, it's a rough night, man. It's nice to have you guys and not these fucking creeps.
What do you mean?
They're
trying to work you.
You mean they're working me?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's their.
I gave that girl $250.
Yeah.
You're gonna tell me she wasn't being genuine? Okay. But there's something about it, like when you see a girl in a sundress.
I love podcasts.
She might even be a hotter chick. But then if there's another girl and her tit's coming out a little, she might even be a gross fat chick, but her tit is accidentally peeking out the side of her shirt, that will turn me on more than just a beautiful girl who is maybe wearing a really scantily clad thing.
Yeah, of course. I was on the subway once, and this chick was wearing, it was like, her boobs weren't that big, so she's wearing this bra that was like bigger than her tit. And, you know, I'm short, but these like tall dudes next to me, everyone could notice at the angle, if you were tall enough, if you were like over 6'2", you could see her nipple and titty. And all the dudes around, we all just kind of had this moment where we're all just like, shh. And we're all just like looking down, trying to, I didn't get to see it because I'm too short. But that was like, that happened 3 years ago, and I still remember it now. And I masturbate to the idea of what would have happened if I would have seen her nipple.
You know what we should do? I know, I think Ari did this on a podcast, but I want to do it on like a Periscope so people could see. We should just go to the park, Central Park, and just stare at hot chicks. Because in the summertime, it is just.
You mean.
See if they'll break before you?
What?
Like break eye contact before you break
no,
eye
no,
contact?
No. I'm just saying stare at them while they tan.
Dude, we were just doing that.
Yeah, but they weren't tanning. Central Park is better, you know?
Yeah, that's a little
girls
creepy,
walking
though.
On the street. I've made this point before, but like in the summertime, girls are just at their best. In the wintertime, women are disgusting. You know, you have to really be gorgeous in the wintertime for me to get into you. In the summertime, a 6, she just gets her fucking
six
skin
goes
out.
To a 9 real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the opposite for guys, because the guys, we layer up. We put on like guys, chicks like a guy with like a nice watch and shoes.
If you're dressed
like
well,
accessory. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a nice
a fucking scarf.
Yeah,
with like a sweater. Yeah. Chicks are like, oh, look at that. That guy's fucking hot. We just want to see more of the woman's body. So in the wintertime, they're all fucking covered up. But the summertime, it's just unbelievable. And in New York City, I got to say, the level of pussy.
I was in the Lower East Side before. Oh, my God.
That's
it's
great.
All models.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, God. They're just walking the street.
If you just go to like Princeton Broadway, you can just sit there. You could maybe come in your pants if you just stare long enough. They're really hot. What's the city
right,
with
well,
the hottest women? Just type in hottest women by city.
Probably Miami.
Miami's pretty hot.
We should have a contest where we all go out and stare at chicks and try to like who came the closest coming in their pants without touching it.
Just like boner pills.
I feel like in other cities.
Yeah, we take like 2 super active Viagra and we just sit there and try not to. And we have to wear spandex. That's the rule also. Under Armour.
Yes, I'm in. I feel like in New York, everyone's walking around, so you get to see all of the crazy hot chicks.
What is the longest amount of like blocks that you followed a girl? Like if you're head somewhere and you see a chick and you.
Eye raping?
Yeah.
Oh, just out eye raping?
Have you
just some eye raping? Probably like 4 or 5 blocks.
Ooh, that's long.
Easily.
No, but like, were you going that way anyway?
No.
Oh,
dude, I will follow, but a long way out of my way.
I've changed the course of my life, probably. You know, you talk about like, you talk about the butterfly effect. I could probably be a multimillionaire right now, but I had to eye rape a chick for 5 blocks in Soho. Montreal is smoking chicks, dude. That's another thing I'll say.
Oh.
And it's another city where you see a lot of hot chicks. You can keep that list up for the people. This is actually a good list. Montreal, first of all the girls look a little dirty. They all look like they have herpes.
Okay, I'm in.
And in a weird way, dude, dirty bitches kind of get me going. You know? They really do. There's just something about a dirty bitch.
That girl on the right is fucking nails.
They have these little...
I like a girl who looks like she'll fuck like a D-list celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Tila Tequila.
Yeah.
Like a trash. Oh, that bitch is crazy. We should go on her Twitter. Did she get kicked off Twitter yet?
I don't know.
Have you seen her tweets lately?
Yeah, no. She's nuts.
Oh, we'll get into it in a minute. Keep this list up, though. We'll get into
Tila
Tequila.
Have you seen her sex videos?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. They're fantastic.
Oh, they're great.
They're fantastic.
Like
what is this list right here?
Really?
The
threesome one?
Hottest girls by city?
Hottest girls by city?
All right, Montreal. The girls have that little fucking George St. Pierre accent. I am not impressed by your performance. That's what they say every time I fuck. I was not impressed by your performance. And I fucked a couple girls from Montreal. I used to bang this chick with like the nicest body of any girl I've ever fucked. Love them. Oh. Every time I've gone to Montreal, you always see gorgeous chicks. And it's another city where everyone has to walk around. That's the thing, because L.A., you got to go to like the W Hotel, like rooftop party, and then you're going to see the most beautiful women you'll ever see in your entire life. But in New York City, or a city like Montreal,
you can get them on the way to the rooftop party.
They're just walking there. And it's such a mix. Now, you'll get some grimy, homeless, fucking 400-pound monsters.
That's all right.
Within the sea of hot chicks, but they are fucking on the streets. New York City, Montreal's a great one. Luanda Angola. I don't even know. First of all, they just showed a disgusting girl.
Yeah, who?
She is just a creature from the Black
Lagoon. She's pointing to a place where there are attractive women.
Yeah. See, over there are the hot chicks. What is fucking
New York City? Number eight. Eight.
What is Condoleezza Rice doing on this thing?
What, hold on, go back up to the line. Where the fuck? Where is
Angola?
Where is Angola?
The fuck is that? Oh, it's like a
Angola is one of two countries that have Black Miss Universe.
It's in Africa.
Oh, it has the most Victoria's Secret angels, is what they're saying. But that doesn't matter. That's like 10 hot chicks.
Yeah.
Those aren't angels. Those are crows.
That was definitely a crow right there.
Victoria's Secret bats.
All right. New York City is number eight.
I don't believe
number eight.
Tell it. Oh, yeah. Israel. Yeah.
Israel does have some hot girls. Jesus.
I love a Jewish bitch.
They're original Jew, too.
I love a fucking Jewish
old school Moscow. Russia.
Yeah, Russian bitches are okay.
I mean, that city is fucking disgusting. It's
the accent a little much.
Stockholm, Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Look at that chick in our photo.
Swedish girls.
Dude, have you ever watched like the Swedish soccer team?
No.
Oh, they're all fucking nines and tens.
Oh, they're good looking dudes.
With S's.
What, the dudes? Yeah, I was just saying. I mean, it is true, but I was like, what are you going to talk about the girls? Yeah, no, they're all handsome. All
right,
those chicks.
Milan, Italy.
No, I've been to Italy.
You got called on your shit last time. People were very angry at you for saying that all of the bathrooms in Italy are unisex.
Oh, one guy. No, I was.
There was a bunch of people. And then a bunch of European fans were like, dude, Scopo's a moron.
No, in Rome, there were unisex. I walked into unisex bathrooms.
Yeah, but if you go to the stand, it's a unisex bathroom. So maybe you just went to a place with a unisex bathroom.
No.
Yeah, you just went to the Panda Express there. And it was like,
maybe it was Panda Express. No, it was a unisex bathroom.
Kyiv, Ukraine.
Oh, Ukraine chicks.
Kyiv. How do you say that?
Kyiv.
I went and saw HBO boxing at the Garden on Saturday, and it was like the fucking top Ukrainian boxer versus like this dude from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So many Ukrainian hot chicks, dude.
I dated a Ukrainian girl. I took a Ukrainian girl's virginity.
My girl is Ukrainian.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
She's not from there, but shut up.
Hold on. Time out. Where was she in 1999? All right, go down. Number two is Rio de Janeiro. Ooh. Pretty hot. Number one.
Czech, right?
Is Caracas, Venezuela.
Where's the Czech Republic?
But that's not even a pretty girl.
No. Where's the Czech Republic? Fuck it.
We're not talking about porn, dude.
Czech Republic was incredible.
Czech Republic.
Incredible.
You went?
Yeah.
When did you go to Czech Republic?
My band played there.
Really?
Yeah, I did a festival there, and the girls were insane.
I feel like Zach has done a whole bunch of stuff before he knew me.
Yeah, that doesn't count because I should have more respect for you,
but I don't. I look at you like you're a fucking nobody, but you've done such amazing things before you met me. Or did you know me at the time?
No, I was still in college. It was before I met you. I met you my senior year of college.
What was your band called?
Din Glorious.
Can we hear it?
You guys are going to hate it. It's horrible.
I already hate it.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible.
It's Din Glorious. How do you spell it?
D-I-N space Glorious.
All right, Maddie, look up Din Glorious. I want to hear some of this.
Oh, God.
Not that one. No, that's the best.
By the way, hold on. Let me say this. He's doing with his music what... Like I would do with like ex-girlfriends when I'm showing pictures, like, and you'll swipe through all like the Facebook profile pictures until you get a really good one when you're trying to show her off. You just let us hear the first fucking thing that comes up.
Oh no, because that's like a demo when we first started. I'd rather you hear when we had a record contract.
You had a record contract?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on right now?
It was like a little horrible indie label.
I'm gonna guess you guys sound like Gwar. Am I close?
No.
I think it's like, you know, like shitty punk rock.
Yeah, man. Look up just Din Glorious and then B-O-R-K.
Bjork? You played with Bjork? That's insane.
That one.
Wouldn't that be funny if it sounds like Jason Mraz?
Zach played guitar for Bjork. All right, turn it up. Give us some volume on it. And pull it up on the big screen. Sucking dicks and sucking dicks and sucking dicks and sucking dicks.
What's up, New York? Who else is out there not getting pussy? Put your hands together.
We did surprisingly well.
Wait, who did the animation on this?
Me.
You did this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you do anything for our show? Besides be funny. Put a little extra work in, Zach.
Dude, the video's all right.
Is that you? Zach jumping up and down.
Holy shit.
Oh my, wait a minute. I just realized how much you look like that cartoon character. What's his name?
I can't remember. It's something from Rainbow.
It's from Rainbow Bright. Yeah.
You guys sound a little bit like Front 242. Yeah. You know that? Yeah. The loudest band I've ever seen live, by the way.
Did you just faint? I fell over. I was bleeding.
Yeah, this is terrible.
I knew you would like it.
I feel like after you leave, though, you'd be like, it sucked, but the band really gave it their all. Like,
yeah, we were nuts.
They went hard.
We got kicked out of so many venues.
All right, you can turn it off.
I got banned from the Knitting Factory twice in, like, 6 months.
For doing what?
Taking my dick out.
Really?
Taking my dick out, and
it's
then...
fucking plan B, dude. If you're playing that music and no one's into it, plan B. Yeah.
No, we did. We had nobody liked us here, but we went to Europe and we played like big festivals.
You always hear that, like bands.
Yeah, everyone. No one liked us here.
Yeah, people.
Yeah, that's like a European sound. Like I was saying, yeah. It sounds.
We went to LA. Like, we did pretty good. New York hated us, and then we had a blast. Like in Europe, we would play like 800 people shows.
Really,
it's competent music. It's just like unless you're making music for like robots to fuck to, it's like.
It's not. Just I just don't. Yeah, I don't really. I can't. I need something to sink my teeth into. And I like death metal. I like really, really hard death metal.
Yeah, our shit had no testosterone. You need testosterone.
I don't need
Cannibal
testosterone
corpse.
Either.
You like that kind of shit?
I can get into shit that's like more like you know, really intricate math rocky that doesn't have a hook. I can get into it, but there just has to be a little bit more of a fucking thing to follow along to. That was the best of your fucking music,
that's
too.
The one
the
I
first
like.
Minute was good, though. I like the first minute.
It sounded exactly like the second minute. What are you talking about?
No, I
like the third minute.
Yeah, that's the one I like. We have other stuff. I mean,
is there anything that sounds more like a song?
Yeah, Maddie, the same band. I Drive Dinosaurs.
I like the name.
This is a song I wrote about lost love.
I didn't write the lyrics. I just play keyboard.
You just played keyboard in this band.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of pussy being in the band.
I did pretty right. I used to go on MySpace and search people that liked our band and then go hang out with them and pretend like I didn't know the girl liked my band.
It sounds like Atari music.
Yeah. It's like,
this is like chiptune.
Level
Turn
up. How'd you guys do this live? Is it hard to do this live?
It's all pre-recorded. Just press a button and dance a lot.
Yeah, we had live drums and synthetic drums, and then we played the keyboard part a lot.
So it's just a bunch of keyboardists. No guitar.
No.
Turn it off. You cannot have a band without guitar. Mm-hmm. I call that a bunch of DJs.
We played keyboard.
You guys were gross DJs.
How is playing a keyboard like being a DJ?
It's a DJ in my mind. It's like Nine Inch Nails without any of the cool parts.
There is a DJ who does everything with like keyboards and stuff, and he spins. That's how
I don't even get DJs today. Like I got DJs in like the 80s and the 90s where they were scratching shit and doing like crazy DJ battles. Now where they literally put together a playlist and just go, yep, I'm going to play it. And you see them like, what's the big like BDSM? Not BDSM. That's
Jesus. Yeah.
EDM.
EDM festivals, BDSM festivals are way different.
Is EDC
Tomorrowland?
EDC Electric Dance Daisy Carnival.
There's like 100,000 people in the crowd.
It's ridiculous,
and everyone's on Molly. You've gone to them before, right, yeah. Scopo? You're a fucking
not that big, but
you
I've
are
done,
a jerk off.
Not that big, but I've been to something like that. Yeah, it's fucking.
It probably
it's
has
pretty
some hot chicks
it's,
though,
it's,
right?
Oh, they're the hottest chicks.
Yeah, I'm sure that's where there's like a lot of smoke. Just all drugged out.
They're all drugged out.
Oh, you can get so voyeuristic at those.
Yeah. They all just want to dance. And
no,
you
get rapey.
You're the girls getting carried out on gurneys.
Oh, it's great. A nice drunk chick passed out. A couple of them died a few years ago.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite kind.
And all those festivals, isn't there like the next day, parents are like, my daughter died.
Yeah. I think it was like 2 years ago they canceled the last day because two people died.
I can't feel bad for a girl who overdoses on drugs at an EDM festival. She deserves to die.
I don't feel bad because just literally their entire reason they died is because they forgot to drink water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. You don't. When I used to do it, you don't drink really on it because you're drinking water constantly because you're just fucking rolling your face off. So if they don't drink water, they're retarded.
Yeah. What are you looking up, Maddie? I forgot what I told you.
I was just looking up like EDM festivals.
Well, this is actually a good thing to switch to. Speaking of people dying at clubs, there was a mass shooting at a gay nightclub, Pulse nightclub, in was it Miami?
Orlando.
Orlando.
Same shit.
Totally different.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked. I don't know anything about it, Maddie. Let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
So what do we know about this? What do we know about this? Here's what I've heard. Let me put all the pieces together. You can keep the music running for a minute, Maddie. I like this music while we intro the story. There was a guy. He may or may not be a member of ISIS. He may or may not be gay, but he brought an AR-15 and a handgun into Pulse nightclub in Orlando, and he went on a shooting spree and killed 53 people.
49.
49 people, most of them gay, I'm assuming. Most of them looking for a good time. It could be like Zach. Could be bisexuals. Who knows? And then he injured, I don't even know, I'm going to guess another 25 people.
53.
He injured 53 on top of the 49 dead. And that's what I know about it. How close was I? I nailed it.
I mean, you heard the story and then got most of it wrong. But, I mean...
You heard a massive amount of people died, so you guessed that. You actually got the numbers wrong.
You got the numbers switched.
Yeah.
I thought it was 53 people dead.
No, 49 dead.
And then him.
Look, I can't read too well, but I can read a number. I saw 53 people dead.
No, 53 injured.
And I think that was the number that they were. And it was
I think it was AR-15.
No, it wasn't.
No?
15 people dead.
Maddie, could you look up what kind of gun it was? It wasn't an AR-15.
Well, they think he was gay, secretly gay, because they found him on the gay grinder.
And like he
and they said he's been going to that club for like,
so he was in the closet.
Yeah.
Where most of those people in the club should have been hiding.
Or
too far?
Or some people think he was just casing out the joint.
He was casing out. They said he was going to either that place or Disneyland.
Yeah,
Disneyland
also
has a gay.
It was going to
have a gay pride day.
But gay people love Disney.
Donald Duck is fucking.
Yeah, he's got no pants on. You just fucking lick his butt.
Yeah.
Easily.
I wish I could do his voice right now. That would be awesome.
We need a Dan Soder on this show. If Dan Soder was willing to do the show, he could literally pick any one of you and you'd just be out the fucking door. Done. He'd probably pick you, Scopo.
Yeah, be me.
But
apparently, Disney also alerted the cops that they thought he was casing out the joint.
Foremost in our minds is the law.
What are you playing?
As Obama. It's
just fuck Obama.
Videos that pop up on like the website. It was a Sig Sauer. I mean, it's like an AR-15.
Yeah.
It's basically it's a high capacity semi-automatic rifle.
How the fuck do you get into a club?
Well,
with
first
a
of all, he was
like
on
that,
the FBI's wanted list.
The bouncer of the club said, "Is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?" And he chose the latter.
How the fuck do you get in the club? I get it. I see what you did, Lewis. I get it. I just can't wrap my head around how the fuck you get into a club with a gun like that, dude.
I think
that's the best joke I've ever told on this show, and you guys gave it nothing.
Because it's a little sensitive.
He walked in and he ordered shots for everybody.
Yeah.
We get it.
He fucking just destroyed your joke. Well, I don't think he walked in.
Talked to him like two. They, I think
twice.
Why did they talk to him twice?
Because he was going on ISIS websites. He was pro ISIS.
But why are people
saying he called 911 and said he was a part of ISIS?
Well, hold on, time out now. Why do people think that it needs to be one or the other? Like he either needs to be a member of ISIS or it was a hate crime against gays, because that's what I keep on hearing. It's like, no, he's not a member of ISIS. We don't need to
because people need to push their agenda.
No, he doesn't. He's not a member of ISIS, but he likes ISIS a lot. Yeah, he was a fucking fan of ISIS.
Isn't that what you need to be a member of ISIS? You just go, I'm a member of ISIS. Let's kill some people.
It's like the blood. You got to blood in.
Yeah. No.
I think you could just say.
I think it's pretty easy to get an ISIS. We should do a bit where one of us tries to join ISIS.
I saw your face and I'm like, absolutely not, dude.
Why not?
If you want, we could go on social media for a week and make you part of ISIS if you want. Have fun with that.
You would be the closest to getting into ISIS.
What? You're my skin color?
Yeah, there's no way me and Tinkle are getting into ISIS.
Yeah, they're going to know.
He could be Middle Eastern.
No.
You see some white looking Middle Eastern dudes. And there's also homegrown terrorists. They exist. There's white terrorists that join.
There was that one guy.
There's a bunch where they move from America and then they go and join and fight for ISIS. They're like fucking.
Yeah, but you know they see.
Fucking two members of Din fucking Glorious joined ISIS probably. Where are those guys at? I don't know.
You know that the real ISIS dudes
don't
take them.
It's those types of kids that are trying to rebel. Like back in the day, you used to listen to Marilyn Manson or Nine Inch Nails and you cut yourself a little bit. Now the kids are joining ISIS.
No.
It's out there.
I
Maddie,
guarantee
look it up.
You, if
look
me
it up
and Scopo,
if they accept white people in ISIS. I bet you they do.
Dude, if me and Scopo went over there, like, hey, we'd like to be a part of your guys' club now, I guarantee you, like, him and I don't get the fucking first round.
Well, they would
like,
cut not, Scopo's head off would, in a they heartbeat. They'd be like, you need to say something funny or we're going to behead you.
Him and I would be like, him and I would be like third string. We would be like going to fucking places like
you. If I threw you in some fucking headdress,
they'd use
and some
you
garb.
Guys to make sure the suicide bombs worked before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, can you go hold this backpack in that room and hit this red button?
Go stand over there.
250 Americans have gone to Syria and Iraq to fight for ISIS.
Yeah. How many of them like do they talk to and respect? Those are the bad news bears of ISIS.
How many of them are white though?
Those aren't starters.
I'm not saying that
those
you need
starters.
To be one of the fucking heads of ISIS. I'm just saying you guys can be. Just members on a low level.
Those are the fucking coffee runners, dude. If they drink coffee,
that's okay.
Know. Are they allowed to
they're
have
like
coffee?
The interns. They're like Maddie Jester Skulls.
Yeah, it's like Maddie. Maddie, you're like the ISIS intern of Gas Digital.
Maddie Juice Skulls.
What does it say, Maddie?
I don't even know how to find like a breakdown.
Just look if there's an application online.
Oh my God! There's no.
Are you kidding me?
It's not monster.com, motherfucker.
Actually, don't because I think
we
can probably
get shut down.
We can probably get
dude. Even joke around about this is like if this is one of the keywords, it's not going to be very fun.
What? You could talk about it. The process.
Dude,
of
the FBI
ISIS?
Talked to this dude for saying he liked ISIS. Talked to him twice.
Wasn't there a metal band called ISIS in the 80s?
No, there was a superhero.
Ice House.
No, ISIS was a metal band. Yeah,
there's a metal band called ISIS.
There's a superhero called ISIS, isn't there?
Can you play a little bit of ISIS, Maddie?
I don't think they were, you know.
There was a jewelry store called ISIS Jewelers, and they just refused to change the name, and they were just getting bricks thrown through the window almost every day.
In Astoria, there's a hookah lounge called ISIS.
Well, that's really bad. Yeah. A bunch of fucking Arab dudes being like, what? What? Come and smoke our hookah.
It's just a name.
It's like every day at like 4 o'clock, they're like, Hajib, you forgot to change the sign again. So anyway, and then another thing about this dude. So his dad, after the shooting, said that he wasn't a terrorist. He's a giant homophobe. This wasn't anti-America. It was anti-gay. The dad hosts some like public access kind of show.
Oh, I want to see this.
And he's like pro-Taliban.
Yeah, he was in the did he try to run for
Turn it
Afghan
up.
President or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, he tried to run for the president, I believe.
Substantially better than Din Obese.
I was the only fat guy in the band.
I don't believe it.
There was pictures of us when you just watched it.
I believe those were
one pants. Of us was black and in great shape.
Wow.
You should have seen the pussy he pulled.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude, he had like fucking chiseled black abs that he used to take his shirt off at goth shows. Oh my God, he cleaned up the hottest.
You would think
that
goth chicks wouldn't be into fucking black guys, but
they already hate their dads. It's a natural progression.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
This is okay.
It's
is
not
this
terrible.
Band is this band still around?
They might have changed their name.
If I was packing my suicide vest, this is the song I would listen to.
Anthrax got into a lot of trouble, too. People were protesting them after 9/11.
When the anthrax scares are coming out.
Yeah, and they're like, dude, we've been in this band for 20 years already.
Yeah.
We're not changing our fucking name.
And how heartbreaking is no one knew that.
Yeah. And they were like one of the big four.
Yeah. It looks like the last time their website was updated was 2013.
Yeah.
What, the actual ISIS or the band ISIS?
The band.
But yeah, so now people are saying that this dude apparently had been going to the club. He had a grinder. They don't know if he was gay or not. People that knew him in the past say that he was definitely a closet case.
Yeah. And he was just mad, right? And he was angry.
And he grew up with this crazy conservative Muslim father.
What was his father's show
but
called?
But he was married.
You know?
And that's the other part of this story. Is
yeah,
that
a lot of gays are married. I remember my doctor when I was in elementary school, Dr. Bloom, came out of the closet. And said he was gay. And my mom was always like a super liberal. Like back in the day when people really weren't like accepting a shit, I remember my mom, like a lot of people pulled their kids out of that doctor's office because he was a pediatrician. And my mom was like, are you crazy? She started taking us more. It was like, she was like,
please touch him.
Well,
please
no, he would fondle your little fucking balls. You remember, do they do that anymore where you have to cough? They grab your balls and then you got to turn your head and cough?
I mean, where? At the doctor or just... hanging out
at Pulse Nightclub.
Staying in line
that's
for
you
a
get
fucking burrito.
Turn your head, cough. All right, he's good. That was the what was that checking for?
No one's ever touched my balls.
When you turn and cough,
and then
yeah, it's like to turn your head and cough.
It's a hernia. You check for hernia
in children.
Yeah. No, they do that in adults too. Like if you go get a physical, that's one of the first things that they do. And if you're really cool, they put a finger in the butt.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking Taco Tuesday, so why not?
I wonder how many people have made the, hey, Doc, you can at least buy me dinner first?
I think you're the first
one. That's my go-to with the doctor.
You're like, actually, I brought my own
That's like if when someone tells us, playlist. Tell us a joke.
Yeah.
that's how I think.
You're like, can we turn these lights down? I brought my own Lionel Richie.
Great what fits. Was his father's fucking public access show? Look that up, because I want to see what his father was saying. So he had like an anti-gay.
And he's, like a huge... huge conservative, crazy Muslim dude.
Can we get him on Gas Digital?
It's not out of the question.
What's the name again?
Look up the shooter's father.
The shooter's father, public access show.
He's networking because I think his access show got shut down.
Did he?
I think he's networking. He's trying to look for new stuff.
And isn't his wife being charged, Tinkle? You were telling me that.
Yeah, so his wife apparently came forward and said that she tried to talk him out of it. But then it turned out that she tried to talk him out of it after she had given him rides to go case the place.
Yeah.
Zach, you can correct me, but did she help him get the guns or take him
I'm
to get
sure.
the... something like so she was involved in this whole thing, and she knew that he was going to be there and what day... So she came forward. I don't know why she came forward, but now she's being charged as an accessory because she knew it was going to happen and she did nothing.
I almost feel bad for not. I don't feel bad for her, but I almost.
He was beating her in too. They're divorced.
No, he had two second wife.
There's something if you
second wife.
If you're like involved with somebody, you're like friends with somebody. I remember when I was going to rob the KFC when I was 18. my buddy was an accessory.
Only chicken too. Fucking no money.
No. I knew that they had like $3,500 a night at the end of the night in cash that they would come out the back door with, and they would put it in a little key zip leather bag
mm-hmm.
that would you zipper, and then they had a key, and I was gonna rob him. I had a screwdriver and I was putting it through my shirt like I was a fucking bank robber in the 30s. And I pussied out at the last minute, but there was a kid who drove me there who knew exactly what I was going to do. Like, he was going to pick me up after I did it, and I was going to kick him back a few $100. But I almost feel bad for him because, he was just kind of helping his buddy out. You know,
he was being a bro.
He was being a bro.
Yeah, but if some shit would have went south, then, you would have tried to...
It was 100% going to go south.
No, but some shit would have really,
really
went south.
First of all, the guy would have fucking just probably been like, I would not have believed me. It was my manager at KFC a couple years beforehand, but I have this voice, and I've always had this voice. So there's no way he wasn't going to know it was me.
Hey, give me your money.
And then second of all, if you saw somebody with a gun in your shirt like that, you're in a back alleyway. You're not like in a deli where like you're trying to hide a gun. You're behind a KFC with nobody else there. Why wouldn't I just pull out the gun? If I'm that guy, I'd be like, all right, show me the gun.
Yeah.
Show me the...
super pointy fucking gun?
I got
gun.
It. It's there. It's real.
Yeah.
You want to take this chance, bro? You want to take this chance? So...
If you were smart, you would have got a fake gun.
I would have fucked up my life. How long do you go to prison for attempting?
You would have went for a long time. Yeah. 18? You would have went for a long time.
With no gun, though.
It doesn't matter. That's a weapon.
Is it armed robbery still?
Yes, yeah. Because you were trying to present it as a gun.
Maddie, you strong-arm robbed an old
as
woman.
Yeah, Realize podcast pro on armed robberies. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. As long as it's the whole act, I think.
Yeah,
does it.
I know it has to be less of a charge if you only have a screwdriver. You don't have a gun.
No, but you're in fear though.
You
would have
went to jail,
so that's why
you would have pleaded down, but you would have went to jail. You would have went to jail for maybe.
I think a screwdriver might be
years.
Considered a deadly weapon.
Yeah,
if you stab somebody in the neck with a screwdriver, they will die.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I mean, screwdriver for sure.
Even
either
if
way,
took
it's
out.
Look, get the fuck up, Maddie. Anytime somebody asks a question like that or makes a declarative statement like that, I need you to have an answer for me. I don't need to tell you to look it up every time.
Right,
if you helped them hang shelves with the screwdriver while you're robbing them, you still would have got in trouble with an attempted murder.
No, if I would have pulled it out and said, "I'm going to stab you in the fucking neck with a screwdriver,"
which is what a second.
Have to
the
do.
Guy would
have
went, huh? I don't stop another screwdriver!
Dude, you with the fucking screwdriver under your shirt, I was
going to use the blunt end as the gun. It was going to be like a pointy fucking...
Yeah, but you realize, though, there's a strong possibility they wouldn't even have known that you were trying to play it off as a gun. They would have been like, what
with
are you...
With my mask on, I look like a robber. With my mask off, I look like your former employee.
I stole the ski mask, too. I stole it because I didn't want to...
You didn't want the receipt?
I didn't want people... There to be a paper trail of me buying...
Where'd you steal from?
Bradley's.
it was like a department store, like a shitty low-end department store.
How bad would it be if you got caught stealing the mask for your robbery?
It would have probably been a godsend. I was so close to robbing this place, guys.
How close? Like, wait, would you? Were you watching the guy?
I watched him walk to his car. I was in the bushes.
How big was he?
He's a big dude. He was a Marine too.
Oh, he would have fucking killed.
There's
you.
No paper trail, but there's like surveillance cameras of a big Puerto Rican stealing 3 ski masks.
Oh, dude, it was somebody like just took the screwdriver from me and stabbed me in the neck. It could have gotten so much worse. On so many different levels.
He would have been the hero.
It was.
Yeah, he would have been. Yeah.
Dude, it would have. There was no way on any level this was ever going good for me. That was like the one thing in my life that I'm truly happy. There was two events that could have fucked up my life forever. That was one of them. And then I was going to burn down the pizzeria that I worked for. He was going to pay me and my buddy James $5,000 each to
some
burn.
Jewish lightning.
Yeah, I had a friend who got an insurance scam. This dude paid him money to like set a truck on fire, and they were in the middle of the fucking country with no one around. An off-duty cop saw the fire thing. My friend did like 6 months in jail.
Sip.
Yeah,
it's like not that bad.
No, but I mean,
not that bad.
He was just a drunk dude who was like, "What? You're gonna give me $2,000 to like go out and light something on fire?" It was like very simple. The dude never did anything wrong ever, and he just like it was like easy money, and he got fucking caught, dude.
What is the thing that you could have done in your past that you ended up not doing that could have just fucked up your life? Maddie already fucked up his life. Maddie went through with it, robbing an old lady.
I never heard this story.
Well, we can't rehash it again. We just told it on the show. And Maddie, also, can you make me a coffee, buddy?
Yep.
Well, can you tell like a half story? Because I don't really... He stole her iPad, right? Or he tried to rob her?
Yeah, he was at a laundromat, and he saw an iPad, what he thought was an iPad, on top of one of the washing machines. So he took it, put it in his bag. An old lady comes back in the laundromat 15 minutes later being like, "Excuse me, have you seen my Kindle?"
Oh, no.
Kindle. And then Maddie's like, "No," but he had it hanging out of his bag. So she was like, "That's it right there." And he was like, "No, it isn't." And she went to go grab it, and he fucking yanked it from her arms and took off.
Wait, you missed the part. He yelled at her, "You're scaring me." And then ran out.
Oh my Maddie, God. You're a shitty person.
Yeah, you're the bad guy.
Nice to meet you.
A fucking Kindle?
I didn't know. I didn't know it was an old lady. I didn't know it was a fucking Kindle.
Yeah.
What the a waste. Balls Maddie has to be racist, by the way. After doing that.
Yeah, you are what racist people hate.
Yeah,
it's just the actions.
So some old lady's fucking Kindle.
That all went through my head.
Yeah,
I call myself.
Is a screwdriver a deadly weapon?
Yeah, of course.
Definitely.
And the fake gun thing. Yeah, you can be charged if the person believes it's a real gun.
What if I can prove that he didn't believe it was a real gun because he took it from me and stabbed me in the neck with it? Make me a coffee. Yeah, that's so. Okay, so let's get back to this story. So his wife dropped him off. That night, she dropped him off.
I don't know. I would be guessing, but she definitely, I mean, she knew he was gonna do it. She knew what time she had like taken him there, to like case it several times, and she knew like every detail of like what was gonna happen and how he was gonna do it.
Did he get into the club, or he just walked up to the fucking guys in the line, just started shooting them?
That's
and
what
then
I don't understand.
I don't understand how you kill 53 people.
I don't understand how you get in a fucking club with a
49
rifle.
People.
Dude, if you walk right into a club where everyone's dancing, you just fucking unload.
I don't get into clubs because I'm ugly. How the fuck did this dude get in there with a fucking automatic machine gun?
I don't. Here's the thing: in all of the mass shootings that we see, right? They kill a few people. This is a lot of people
because
for
there
one
was
guy
nowhere to go.
I mean,
I think people couldn't get out.
It was the gay club, so there's a chance
also
they're kind of like
Paris
clustered up.
One that they closed off the whole fucking place, so everyone was in.
There was
in
four
that
shooters
place.
There.
No one wasn't it. Two guys killed over 100 people, and then in that
no,
rock
was a couple people.
Dude, if you
in
have
that rock
rifle,
that's a lot of fucking two guys killed 100 people.
You only
a lot need
10 seconds with that fucking thing, dude.
Yeah, dude, that thing shoots a lot.
And
balls.
And if you're in a fucking like place like that, that's like really you know there's like 500 people and everyone is really close.
Everyone's slipping on grease on the floor, like oil.
It starts playing. It's Raining Men. You're like, all right, I feel terrible now.
This is so bad, but that was pretty funny.
I mean, look, you know, no, obviously it's sad. You know, it's our fucking job to joke
there's
about
one,
things.
There's
you know,
a
I mean, girl.
Yeah, we're not happy.
Have you seen
I'm not happy that it fucking
it's
happened.
It's terrible.
Have you seen the Snapchat? The girl was Snapchatting.
I did, and I heard the gunfire.
As the gunfire was going on.
Here's the thing. It can't be that hard to get out of a club like that. I've been in a dance club before. There's exits. You just fucking run. It's a little weird. I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but it's a little strange to me that one guy was able to shoot over 100 people in that short of amount of time.
Well, some of those injuries may not have been from the bullets, though. Some of those injuries may have been from people stomping each other, trying to get out or running.
I thought you were going to say from butt fucking.
I mean,
think of how big, how many people are in the place. Maybe it was 300, 400. And if there's 125, 130 people in the dance floor.
To kill 25% of the people by yourself, we should have hired him to be a fucking assassin for the United States government. He's really good if he can kill that many people.
He's unloading on people. Everyone's just in the middle of the dance floor.
But I feel like if you shoot somebody, I mean, even in that.
If you had a gun right now, Lewis, and you just did one spray of this room, like,
everyone's
dead.
It would
probably kill. Two of us.
It's not even that. People are going to panic and fall over each other like idiots trying to get out. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not just the bullets, yeah. Shots.
Did DJ
yeah.
hit the Benny Hill music? Maddie, how many people died in the Paris attacks in that Eagles of Death Metal concert?
That was the November one, right?
I think there was that's 101.
Use your fucking eyes and read it.
It's 130 people.
130 people. And how many people?
But it was like 101 or 5 or something like that in the death metal thing. Because there's people that died in the restaurant, people that died in the bombing.
Okay, but how many people were?
Three.
Yeah. It still seems like it's a lot. It still seems like 50 people to kill. One dude killing 50 people is a fucking
I think
ton.
A lot of people got trapped. Because this took a long time.
Yeah.
This was like hours.
Well, so you get shot in the side and you don't have any fucking medical attention, you bleed out.
Yeah,
people
I think
died too.
It took a couple hours. Like they were stuck.
He did it at like 2 and then they raided at 5 and they killed him.
And they killed him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good that like he get to kill himself. I like that he got.
Yeah. He wanted to live. He's like, I've never felt so alive. I gotta live.
I'm gay. I'm gay. Let me call my dad. I'm fucking. It's all clear now. And then, bam, bam. Oh, it took a lot of sacrifice from other people for this guy to finally have some closure with his sexuality.
Yeah, look, the whole fucking gun issue too. It's like,
I mean, how many times? I mean, come on.
People really. It's so funny. Like, I saw the next day on the Daily News. On the cover of the Daily News, which is typically, if you're not from New York, more of like a liberal publication, and then the Post is more of like the right-wing publication. But it's, I mean, Dave Smith posted a great tweet about it as well. But the Daily News, it was like, how many people are going to die before we ban AR-15s? And then the cover of the Post was like, you know, Islam runs terror in this country. And it's just like, everyone's agenda
is totally different.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, you know, I don't know. You kind of almost got to like look at it for what it is. It's like, you know. Thank you.
But it's like at a certain point, it's like, what the fuck, dude? This doesn't happen everywhere else. You know, like,
I know
it doesn't happen everywhere
else. A lot of your fans are fucking gunning us, but there's no fucking reason someone needs to have an AR-50. I don't care your protection or that bullshit.
I shot one.
It's amazing to shoot.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, shooting assault rifles.
Look at that. By the way, I've said this before. That's the only thing. If people would just be like, oh, dude, it's just so much fun, then I would at least have a little more respect for them. A little more respect.
Oh, you feel so powerful when you shoot a gun like that.
You feel like a goddamn monster. Actually, I felt more powerful shooting the handgun. Were you with us?
No, I wasn't there.
Who was at the fucking
Feeny
gun range?
You.
It was Feeney, right.
I've shot guns. My uncle has guns. I shot those kinds. I've shot handguns.
Dude, that fucking
rifles.
Handgun that I shot was just awesome. I mean, really fucking awesome. And you felt really powerful. But it's like, you know, this isn't a very political show, but I can't wrap my mind around. Is there not at least being some extreme red tape that you have to go through in order to get your hands on a gun like that?
I don't
that?
Understand.
Number one, the training. Like, you should have to really know what you're fucking doing. You should have to go through vast psychological testing. You know, I don't know, dude. Like, there's a lot of. I've been suicidal before, right? Like, I think we all have. Like, everyone's had suicidal thoughts on this podcast, anyway. You know. I don't know. I might fucking take a bunch of people out if I was going to kill myself. You know, not like random strangers, but people that I fucking hate. Why should it be made that easy for me to do? You know?
I like this term they're using, weapons of war. I like that civilians shouldn't own weapons of war.
Yeah, no, that's...
So, I think that's a very valid argument.
That gun he used, is AR-15 or whatever it is, it's used for killing. You're not fucking killing a deer with that gun.
If you do, it's awesome.
I mean, you're going to fucking be eating lead the whole time.
Yeah, well, how are you going to eat that deer?
Well, you just
How can you tell a deer's gay? Fuck.
I was waiting for the punchline.
Yeah, I was trying.
Like, what does a gay horse say? Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Like, now what does a gay horse eat?
Hey.
Horse cock. I got this one. Maybe he had like some flair hanging out.
And my fucking, my buddy's a gun. He's in the military. He's like, I try to take my guns away. It's like, all right, yeah, you know what? 10 people have ruined it for you. These guns should not be made for the fucking regular people. I'm sorry. This guy has ruined it for everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought when the kids died, that was like, you know, when the toddlers got fucking killed.
Oh, in Newtown?
Yeah.
But those were handguns, right?
No, that was automatic weapon as well.
Yeah. I mean, look, people are gonna kill and people are gonna do crazy
shit,
right? Don't make it easy. The reason that grenades aren't legal, it's because it's fucking... That'd be a lot more awesome.
Oh, that'd be way more awesome.
And just throw a grenade in the street?
Just throw one grenade into the club
and
walk away?
I don't want to fuck you anyway and then pull the pin and fucking throw it at her. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I was just trying to look at your cleavage, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, but I mean, it's fucking crazy. I mean, you draw the line, right? A line's already drawn, right? The government already draws a line where you cannot own a bazooka. Right, so why can't we draw the line back a little bit more and say you can't
own
a semi-automatic assault rifle?
We should. Their line should be drawn that way.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. And like,
people should be able to own bazookas way before they should be able to own a gun that can shoot like
bazooka is at least
rounds.
One shot.
Yeah,
he's gonna kill 25.
I think you do a lot of fucking damage with a bazooka.
Yeah, but you get one shot though, and there's a possibility you may like point it the wrong direction.
You also need another young Arab kid to load it for you.
You fucking sneeze right, you're getting ready to. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I look. You know, it just like I'm just I don't really I try to like disconnect myself from it and not like, because I know a lot of our fans do love their fucking guns, and I'm not saying to take away anybody's, you know, what is it, the Second Amendment?
Guns are awesome. The fucking small guns. Keep your small guns.
But it's so funny. I tweeted this though, but like, how are people going, like, they're citing the Second Amendment, going like, like, you know, the right to bear arms. We have the right to have our guns. Don't take our guns. But then they're also saying, if you're an Arab, you got to get them out of this country. You're like, wait a minute. You can't cite the Second Amendment and then completely break the First Amendment. You know, people are very hypocritical when it comes to their own agenda. But I don't know, man. If it was up to me and I could press a button, I take everyone's guns away, just in general. Like, I don't think people should be able to kill that easily. What is the point?
We don't live in
a country where you need to hunt. I don't know a single person who owns a gun who hunts to survive. I know people that hunt, but I'm saying, yeah, when they go hunting a couple times a year, the same way they go fishing. You know, it's like, yeah, they'll eat what they catch, but...
No, my uncles hunt. They have they.
Yeah, but are they surviving solely on the meat they hunt?
No, but they do eat what they kill.
So they can go to Kroger's.
I mean, yeah. I don't hunt, but like, they have rifles, which is completely different than a fucking semi-automatic weapon.
Yeah, but even that, when it comes down to it, like, look, I think we already draw a line. Draw the line back a little bit more. I don't think you should be able to have a gun that shoots off, you know, 100 rounds in a row that quickly.
In a minute? Yeah, that definitely.
And also, if you have a gun safe and you're, you know, and everything's locked up, then and you're a responsible owner, that's not who we're talking about. We're talking about...
Yeah, but the problem is, these people have ruined it for the responsible people. I'm sorry. They can't have mass shootings like this. There's one, you know, have one bad apple. This guy's a bad apple. He ruins it for everybody.
All right, let's change gears. I don't want to get all fucking sad with the show. I'm trying to make jokes. You guys keep on looking at me like I'm an asshole. Let's go to the MMA segment real quick.
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Matty Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day. Let's go!
All right, your boy Michael Bisping has just taken over the fucking real-ass podcast world lately, huh? He's looking to possibly have a rematch with Dan Henderson, and I heard GSP for no
That's
good reason
right,
whatsoever.
Dude.
Well, not no good reason. You know, I'll tell you right now.
He's calling out the 23rd ranked dude who's 46 years old who's not allowed to take steroids.
He didn't call out Dan Henderson, did he?
Why do you shit on Bisping, Tinkle?
I've never liked Michael Bisping.
Michael Bisping would love rematch with Dan Henderson.
And I don't have a... If I had a... I mean, I get why they do.
I hope he comes here and just fucking knocks you in your face. His champion belt.
I think he would probably be a waste of time. I think he...
Be funny.
I think it's very clear that like, he could win in a fist
Tinkle
fight.
Took him to a decision.
Yeah, would that be
fun? Oh, so Tinkle won a round. He won round three.
I'm all... Dude, he does hit like a bitch. Those are like fucking
Tinkle
memory
with that
foam.
High knee, right?
Memory foam hands.
It takes his fucking belt from him?
No, I just... I mean, I just... just, you know. Well, plus, I talked a lot of shit, Chris.
The guy just knocked out two of the fucking best fighters.
Knocked out.
Well, he knocked out one.
I mean, come on. He got...
He beat Silva.
He knocked out Rockhold.
He fucking destroyed the Rockhold. Undeniable.
Yes.
Undeniable what he did to Rockhold. And can
With
I say
his
this?
Limited skill set.
Can you admit this?
He did amazing.
I don't think he has a limited skill set either. And I've been saying this since the Chael Sonnen fight. The man's got some of the best takedown defense in the game. He's one of the best British grapplers, like, in the world. Like, the people from that... Yeah. Country cannot fucking grapple worth shit. He's got solid jiu-jitsu. He's got great striking, great kickboxing. Can a man in your mind, because you've been a fan like me for a very long time, but can a man turn a corner and be a new version of himself? Because that's what I feel like,
yes,
Michael Bisping
is. I do think so. I don't think he is there yet. I don't think he has, but I have seen him before, and it's fucking awesome when he does. But I don't see.
He just beat Anderson Silva, and he just knocked out
Luke Rockhold.
That Anderson
Silva fight, I'm not gonna. He didn't go in there and like wipe the floor with them. There was some controversy. If Anderson Silva didn't jump on the cage and celebrate, that fight would have ended like BJ
Penn
and Sean Sherk.
If he didn't,
where he was laying on the ground, that would have been it. Dude.
I feel like if he didn't ask the ref to get his mouthpiece, he would have never landed that shot. So there's a lot of ifs, and both of those things happen. So in my mind, they cancel each other out.
Yeah, if he didn't get knocked unconscious in that round, he might have come back and done way better as well. You got to consider that.
What is your problem with Bisping
now?
I'm
saying he may have destroyed Silva in the fourth and fifth round if he hadn't gotten knocked out.
I mean, look, here's the thing. It happened the way it happened, you know, and it wasn't like he was getting his fucking ass kicked and then caught Silva with a lucky punch. He beat Silva to the punch. And look, the only asterisk really there for me is Silva being past his prime and not being the same Anderson Silva of past. Well, but the Rockhold, there's no asterisk here.
There's no Rockhold,
stood there and they kickboxed with each other for a half a round, and he knocked him the fuck out.
He cleaned Rockhold's clock totally. But Anderson Silva fight, I can't give it. Like, if you look at photos of both dudes, one guy looks like he just got out of the shower, the other guy looks like he fell off a fucking building.
Yeah.
So he did beat Rockhold clean, and I would love to see him. I'm just talking shit, Scopo, because it's like. Is all these dudes who are like fucking world beaters that are waiting for a belt, and it's just funny that, like, you know, Michael Bisping.
He was also
like,
ranked number four. It wasn't like he was given an opportunity. He was ranked number four. Jacare turned down the fight. There was nobody else there to take that title shot. That was absolutely it.
He had the balls to do it.
Now the
right place, right time. He was.
But he's also been there, dude. How many times has he been right there? He was robbed of that Chael Sonnen fight.
That was one that he was robbed.
He was fucking robbed of that fight. And I said it at the time, and I wasn't a Michael Bisping fan at the time. I was a huge Chael Sonnen fan, huge. And I said right when they're going to decision, I was like, holy shit, dude, Bisping beat him. What are you gonna do? I mean, like, holy, I want to see that rematch. And they gave Chael Sonnen that rematch anyway. And you know, it finally became time where he could become champion, and nobody will ever take that away from him. I think the toughest fight out of everybody. Everybody that's waiting there is the Jacare fight.
Yeah.
I think Jacare is the dark horse of the division. The UFC probably hates the idea of giving that fucking Brazilian mud person that can't speak a word of English a shot.
But after the alligator chop.
Oh, that's awful. But he makes people look really fucking bad. And Jacare's style being like a really nasty jiu-jitsu guy that if he just gets on top of you, it's like a truck is laying on top of you. How do you get him the fuck off,
dude? The striking is way improved also.
Yeah, he's got great striking as well. Look, I think Bisping is a better striker overall. But I think overall, when you put it together and you look at their skill sets, I think that's a scary fucking matchup for him.
I just think it's funny, you know. And dude, I think Bisping's pretty funny. I mean, I think he's
great
like a troll. He's kind of like an asshole. Sort of. I just think it's funny that he's like, all these dudes are waiting in line. He's like, okay, well, why don't Jacare fight Anderson Silva? And we've been fighting fucking, and then the winner of that fight will fight me. Meanwhile, I'm going to fight this 46-year-old.
Because he knows he wants to keep the title.
I know. It's just funny. It's just like, I get it.
Well, no,
it's
I don't
like,
think so, because the truth is, I think Dan Henderson is a tougher fight than Chris Weidman.
That's the fight everyone wants to see also.
Yeah, I think, and that's really what it comes down to. But you got to understand, there's a lot of shit that goes on behind the scenes. And Bisping is a fucking company man. When it comes down to it, he really does, you know, wave the UFC flag pretty hard, you know, and I think that he knows a little bit more than we know when it comes down to what the UFC wants. And I think the UFC would love to set up the rematch Dan Henderson versus Michael Bisping.
Imagine
it was a huge fight. I think it's a terrible idea. And if I step away from it, it's a terrible idea because if fucking Dan Henderson wins, well, I think that he would retire with the belt.
I
think that's really bad for the sport.
He said already that would be his final fight.
That's really bad for the sport. If he won and then retired with the belt, we'd have the same thing that's happening at welterweight right now, where we have a paper champion. Paper champion. He didn't win the belt. Robbie Lawler never won that belt.
You call him a paper champion?
Paper champion. He never won that belt. Paper champion. And then also, what's the other division where we got a paper champion?
Don't make me fucking
light
shit on Bisping again.
Light heavyweight.
big time.
Light heavyweight.
Robbie Lawler a fucking year.
I wouldn't call Robbie Lawler.
Wait, who is the champion? Who is John Jones? Yeah, paper champion. Paper champion, Daniel Cormier. Paper champion.
Yeah. Wait, Cormier, yeah.
What's the definition of paper champion?
I mean, paper.
That's what Robbie Lawler is.
Champion on paper. No, he's no.
He didn't win the title outright.
He never beat GSP for the title.
But he's defended it. And I don't give a shit. Mm.
You can defend it against all the guys that GSP beat. But he never defended it against George St. Pierre from Montreal, where it has that number 10 hottest women in the world.
So like GSP never comes back, you'll never have another legitimate welterweight champion?
Well, that's the thing that we're going to talk
paper
about.
Paper champions.
Yeah, but GSP will
actually maybe come back to fight.
Well, that's the other thing. And this is the fight that I really under... Look, if that happened, I think it's a great fight. If I had to vote, right, on what I think is the absolute best thing to happen, and this is stepping away because I think GSP is a tough matchup for Bisping.
Yeah.
George St. Pierre coming back at 185 pounds. Am I insane? What do you mean am I insane?
You don't think so?
I think he's way too small for Bisping.
No. Bisping is not a big 185.
Well,
but
George
he's still
St.
legitimate 185-er.
Like, we saw him. He's not big. Yeah, he's small.
He's not big.
St. Pierre is closer to lightweight than he is to fucking middleweight.
You're right. Yeah. But he also, I'm talking about skill set wise.
We didn't know it was him actually at first. Remember that? We're like, oh, no, he looks too small to be
here. Like, who's that? Who's that little bitch boy? Is that a water boy for the Henzo Gracie school? Oh, it's George St. Pierre.
Grammy Awkwafina, comma, faggot. And then, oh, hey, champ.
I called him champ. I did call him champ.
Well, George St. Pierre lost to Steve Rogers, so.
So, yeah, I mean, look, I think skill set wise, it's a very interesting fight. GSP's got crazy takedowns, or I should say, had crazy takedowns. He hasn't fought in, I guess, going on 3 years.
That's a long layoff.
It's a long layoff, dude. But you got to understand, GSP coming back for a title, it's a huge money fight, and I think he deserves it. I don't typically like somebody moving up a weight class and getting a title shot without winning anything at the weight class, but George St. Pierre is next level fucking star in the sport, and he's a guy who he's got two legitimate losses on his record ever. He avenged both of those losses handily, and I don't know. I'd have no problem with that.
Would he have to move up in weight class?
Yeah, he's 170 pounder.
Wouldn't he want to fight first and then fight for the title?
I don't think so.
I mean,
think in GSP's mind, that's a more winnable fight than Robbie Lawler.
That's the only reason why they're doing. Oh yeah, that's why he would go up to 185. Is because that's a fight that he thinks he could win.
Yeah,
he wouldn't want to. I'm saying a tune-up.
I wouldn't
a tune-up
be surprised
fight?
If fucking Bisping. He's a bigger dude, right? He's got great takedown defense in a kickboxing match. I think he beats GSP. No, am I wrong?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he may be too small. That's the only thing that he has going for him. I think GSP's just a bit better athlete. Dude, Bisping's losses have been pretty. I mean, they've been pretty clear against
guys
who are better
athletes. Bisping. That was his Steve Urkel to the new Stefan Urkel.
That was pre Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah, he didn't meet the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, and he wasn't injected with my venom. Seem like as soon as he met me, he turned into a new fighter. Am I wrong or am I right?
You kind of are Bisping's Jimmy Hart.
I think he's undefeated with you.
Am I the only one who's not... Like, dude, okay, he beat... He's not a different guy, dude. He's still the guy who like couldn't beat the top dudes ever.
He just beat the two top dudes ever.
He beat one of them.
He beat a super overconfident Rockhold, though. I mean, just to be fair.
Guys, the guy his due. Gee, he just
Luke Rockhold
champion.
Is a super overconfident dude. What do you want to say? I don't really understand that. It's like, dude, he was too confident. What?
I think he was
looking
He's
a UFC champion. Dude, he should be confident.
I think it was right place, right time. I don't think it was like, dude, he came in. Oh, dude, come on. He came in fucking, I'll say it. He came in fat. He came in chubby. Joey.
Who?
Rockhold?
No, fucking... No, Rockhold's a Bisping, goddamn big guy.
I was going to say.
2% body fat.
Rockhold looked fucking amazing.
Jesus. No. Fucking Bisping, dude. I mean, he was right place, right time. It was like he stayed poised. He let this overconfident douchebag get his. Awesome. I'm just saying he wasn't like...
He had
he
Diego
was cut,
Sanchez.
He was fucking training.
Who does he have to beat in order for you to go fine? Bisping is the new fighter.
Rockhold again.
He's got to knock out one of those people on that
What if he beats
list.
Him to a decision? What if he beats Chris Weidman to a decision? That's not a new fighter for you. Chris Weidman, who looked unbeatable, who everyone was talking about, how he's the new pound for pound number two guy in the world. You know, I mean,
If he pulls some like some point shit and like lays on him and rubs his dick on his pants.
No, I did. It doesn't matter how he wins. If he wins, he's a fucking.
If he keeps on beating people,
if he beats anybody again, okay? Because this is a wake up call. Like Bisping is still fucking here. He just knocked out Luke Rockhold. If I come into this fight not prepared. And I it's just, that's this.
Rockhold was prepared.
This reset the clock, I think.
Rockhold was prepared for a quote unquote substantially better fighter in Chris Weidman. He was prepared for everything, okay? And he got his fucking clock cleaned, and he got, and it wasn't.
I don't think that's the case, though, dude. Dude, really,
you can't tell me within 10 seconds you weren't like, oh, this guy's not taking him serious. It wasn't, dude, when like Sarah beat GSP, he got caught.
Yeah, but
fair
when you look
square.
At let me
this
tell you
like
something.
A dude who clear he had his fucking chin up and his hands
but
down.
But he always fights that way. Bisping broke it down last week on the countdown. He was like the reason we were working on the left hook is because he always fights with his hands down. He always leaves the opening for the left hook. He was like, this was our game plan specifically. And we had Jason Perillo, who's his boxing coach, on, who was also Chris Cyborg Santos, his boxing coach, on, and they broke it down. You know, I don't know, man. In my mind, maybe because I'm just too close to it, because I do the countdown every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the champ, Michael Bisping.
And
we're going to twice a week, by the way. We're moving the show to twice a week.
You better get it in before Rockhold gets him again.
We'll see. Dude, I think he'll beat him again. I think it's a new fighter right now.
Why would he go and tell you what like the reason behind his winning was? Like the left hand, wouldn't you want to hold that back?
No.
No?
He's a fighter. I think he figured out that's what beat him when it hit him in the face and knocked him out.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, boxing like that. I thought maybe Rockhold thought he might got caught.
It's also like that shit, like, fucking George Foreman when he knocked out Michael Moore. He's like, I was waiting for that punch for 10 rounds. It's like, no, you weren't, motherfucker. The dude dropped his hands. You hit him. Dude, Michael Moore in that show on HBO was like, he is so, because, like, George Foreman was like, oh, I was waiting for that one punch. And Michael Moore was like, the fuck he was.
Yeah.
He got lucky with one shot. And now Bisping's like, you know, he comes in, he wins, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, yeah, dude, that's the secret. 3 weeks of training. Shut up. Shut up.
He was saying it before the fight, dude.
I know. He told you and his kid, and you guys both ran with it.
Well, he told everyone on his show. You know, he was very open about the training camp and what was going on. He said before the fight, he was like, I'm not doing 6 week training camps anymore. He was like, I peak at 2 to 3 weeks. He was like, I'm going to do shorter training camps. It's better on my body. It's better on my mind. You know, I feel stronger. I feel faster. This is what he said. He predicted exactly what was going to happen. He also said he was going to put him out in the first round. And he's not that guy. He's not a guy who's typically knocking people out in the first round. So we'll see. I want to change gears here. We're going to do the questions, but give me a second. Let's just plug one more time, guys. If you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you guys go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. We do the show. We release it every Wednesday. We do it live every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You guys can watch the live stream, join along in the chat. We also have great message boards. The show comes out live on the website right after it goes live, so you don't have to wait 5 days until it comes to iTunes. We also have a bunch of archives. We're going on episode 100. What is this, episode 99?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
We're about at episode 100 now. 100 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast. So you guys can get all the archives beyond the latest 8 episodes if you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Sign up for a 14-day free trial. You save $1 per month. And also, if you want to support this show specifically, you don't have to sign up for the entire network. You can sign up for just this show for only $2.50 per month.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are all the videos also on demand on the network? So all the videos also?
Every video. Okay. Right. You only get the audio version of the podcast if you're getting it on iTunes, if you're not a member of the website.
Okay. And where else is it on besides iTunes? Is it on like Libsyn or?
Yeah, it's on iTunes, Libsyn, Stitcher. It's on a bunch of different websites.
Because there's a lot of people that aren't iTunes. I'm not an iTunes person. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's also on Google Play.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Maddie, let's get the questions going. All right, Real Ass Question segment. We do this every week on Facebook. You don't even have to be my friend. You guys can just go to my Facebook wall. I usually post around 9:30 in the morning. If you guys need any advice, if you guys want some insight into our world, just post a question underneath my post, and we try to get to as many as possible. We'll get to a handful of these today. So Jeremy Christian wants to know, is there a limit on how many shows Gas can handle? Gas Digital Network. Yeah, I think we're only going up to 19 because Ralph was telling me about this. There's some sort of...
Yeah, if you have 20 or more, you have to... There's like some monopoly thing.
I don't know what it is, but there's some sort of thing where you're in a different category. And you, I don't know. We're not doing more than 19
more.
Shows. I have no idea what it is. But yeah, we're doing only 19. And also after these next three that we launch, we're really...
taking it easy and taking a slow time to grow the rest of these shows and build out the rest of the website and make sure that everything is absolutely optimized, because at that point I think we'll have like 12 shows on the network. John Amato wants to know, do you ever feel like a douche when you're periscoping in public and everyone can see you? I guess the first time. First or second time I did. Because people don't know what's going on. But now I don't. I don't know. I just kind of fucking own it. I'll get people's reactions behind me. And you'll see their like nasty faces they make at me. But you get the real ass experience with me.
It's just Lewis. I'm here on the subway with all these fucking hot bitches.
Have you switched, by the way?
I did Facebook live stream. I finally uploaded on my phone in the new app. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's always choppy. It's very it's not public, so you have to be my friend on Facebook in order to see it. Whereas Periscope, people can just happen upon it. People can share it. Periscope's a better app.
You can share Facebook Live, can't you?
I guess people can share the Facebook Live, but Periscope, it's a click of a button. You swipe up and you go share to everybody. I think it's a substantially better app. Why are people hating on Periscope?
Because Facebook is the shit right now.
Yeah, but it's so annoying though. It's really intrusive. Like you just get notices all the time.
Yeah,
about,
like fucking random people going live.
It's like if you're open micer and I'm not gonna fucking go to your show that you invite me to in Kansas, why the fuck am I gonna watch you order a cheeseburger here right now? leave me the fuck alone.
Facebook is getting too interesting. It's like everyone that's live and the shows and everything. It's like I don't fucking need to know everything about
everybody. I'm waiting for the next Facebook. I'm waiting because I feel like Facebook's been around for so long. They killed MySpace, and they keep on making these little changes. They kind of the only reason I'm still on Facebook is because they're so all in. Everybody's on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
But I'm waiting for something that's a little bit more simplified. Forget the events. Forget like the algorithm bullshit where they pull up shit into your feed. Why can't we have an app that has...
You know what the problem is, though? They're so big, whatever comes out, they'll just buy it.
Yeah, maybe.
And they'll make it theirs.
Why can't they do something that's like... That's kind of like Twitter, where it's message, just real-time timeline. Or why don't they switch it to Facebook where I can just choose to have my timeline on live?
That's the thing, too. There's like a lot of times you go back from like, you see posts from like someone's yesterday post or something like that. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I want now.
Yeah.
Right now. And Twitter does that, too, now. Twitter's annoying. It's like, what you missed.
What did you miss? Yeah. I feel like they should do one where it's pictures, videos, messages, like all together, not these little pieces where I have to have Instagram, I have to have Twitter, I have to have fucking all these different apps. Just one app that's kind of simplified, nice and easy. If you went on Facebook now and you've never been on Facebook before, it's fucking confusing. It's really fucking confusing. Who knows how to fucking sign up for this shit? I'd be very intimidated if I was like an older person trying to do this. You know? I don't get embarrassed. I don't give a shit. I own it. I think it's funny when people look at me like I'm a douchebag. Welcome to my life. George Maldonado wants to know, what would you do if B spanks James one day? I'd beat the fucking shit out of her. I'd fucking drag her by her hair through the streets. You want a fucking hit, bitch? You want
allegedly.
A
hit?
You want a-
you're funny. This is a funny bit you're doing. You're crazy.
B's just going to play us in court one day.
Fucking moron.
Just all the evidence for
that. Obviously, I wouldn't do that. She wouldn't. I don't know. Like when she was pregnant, we had a very serious conversation about the way we were going to raise our child. And, I mean, I think that window is really closed. He's almost 4 years old. You know, it can't just be one day he's going to get like, oh, hey, we fucking like Jay, Big Jay said this to me a while ago when I was first talking about peaceful parenting, and I was first talking about never spanking James because he was a baby at that time. And by the way, something like 75% of people spank their 1 year olds. It's crazy. He was like, oh, you'll see one day you'll spank him. And I was like, I'll see one day. Like, do you think I'm just going to like lose my control one day? And that's that. There's never been a time that's even been slightly close where it's very frustrating. From 2 to 3 years old is a really frustrating time to be a parent, and that's when it's really dangerous, where he doesn't listen to reason. You know, his language skills haven't developed yet. At almost 4 years old, where he really knows who I am, like just one day out of the blue, I'm gonna fucking hit him. One day out of the blue, Beatrice, who was a really level-headed woman.
So how did you deal with him when he was like didn't want to do anything, and he was like, no, I'm not doing
you
that.
Talk to you him. Just... We don't really yell at my kid. It's not that we haven't ever like lost our patience and raised our voice, but we don't yell at him. There's no like visceral anger toward this child. I mean, typically it's love, and we talked about it plenty of times. but I think that you're going to get more out of your kid by showing him unconditional love, and then when he does fuck up, you almost take away that, like, that love. And that, and when they say, you know, my dad wasn't angry, he was disappointed, and that broke my heart more. You hear that all the time. I never had parents that way, so it wasn't like it just felt like constant disappointment growing up. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I think that is a much more powerful thing for my kid. Yeah. My kid wants to please us. It's a thing where when he like climbs a ladder, like he looks over at us like, look, I'm doing it, and we show him love and we shower him with affection. And if we're not doing that, I think that upsets him. So yeah, it takes a lot more patience to not hit your kid. It's a lazy way of parenting to go, all right, well, you're not acting how I want you to act, so now I'm gonna fucking smack you.
Do you put him in like timeout?
Yeah, we've put him in timeout. But even that, we've really like limited. We haven't really had to do that much. And I don't think that I just got lucky having this great kid. You know, he has his moments where he's a dick. He has his moments where he doesn't want to leave the park, you know, but you negotiate with him. You know, like, I'll tell you, Santa Claus is something that really works for me. You know, I was like, James, if you're being a bad boy, Santa Claus is not going to bring you he wants a saxophone this year for Christmas. So, yeah, he loves music.
How do you pick out a saxophone?
Because we go to brunch every week and there's a guy who plays a saxophone.
All right.
So he calls it a yellow horn, but he really wants. I was like, well, Santa Claus isn't going to bring you a yellow horn this year for Christmas. And now he understands what Santa Claus is. He understands what Christmas is. So, yeah, you know, that threat of not getting that and him being a bad boy. And then he literally goes, he's like, I'm being a good boy. Santa's going to bring it for me, right? Like, he's like, he's into being a good kid. And I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's because he was raised with this type of parenting that made him a good kid.
I don't know. Santa has to see if it's on sale. That yellow horn's fucking pricey as shit. You're Santa fucking four. I don't even know if you can make a noise with it.
Santa's got to go on the road the next few weeks. Yeah.
Holy shit. What's funny, though, is I think you're also, I mean, I hope you don't hit your kid, and it sounds like you have a great, I think, game plan, but I think you're underestimating, like, the fucking ages between, like, 11 and 13 when they don't only say no, but then they fucking psychological warfare on you, and they know how to say shit to get. That's what maybe what Jay was talking about when, like, you know, oh, you'll see, because maybe that'll be. I mean, you won't hit him, but that'll be like a bigger test than now, maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's not that like, look, our kid doesn't walk all over us. Like, he listens to us. And I think throughout the years, that's going to be how, for lack of a better term, how we've trained him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been trained to be a good kid and listen to his parents, and that he is rewarded.
The sweet sounds of saxophone music.
But he's used to being rewarded for being a good boy, and
Santa, dude, fucking Uncle Tinkle's buying fucking James Best of Kenny G this Christmas, dude. You're going to hate it.
Yeah. Christopher Wieniger, best name.
Oh, stop making it so easy. Oh, man.
That had to be a rough fucking high school.
He's a midget African American.
The Wieniger. No.
Oh, fuck, dude. I was like, is he hiring for a best friend? Holy shit. Fucking Wienerito and Tinkle, the fucking dream team.
Christopher Wieniger. What? Did the sport watch the end of Shawshank Redemption with a tear in his eye? Is sport harder to catch now that he is ballless? And are you sports Theon Greyjoy? Okay, my dog got lost again.
God
for,
damn
for the third
it,
time in 6 months.
Dude, he's leaving, Lewis.
Yeah, he's trying to get out.
Yeah,
he's trying to get out. My babysitters keep on letting him out back and forgetting about him. I'm not even fucking there when this is happening. I've had the dog for over 10 years. He's never been lost once in my entire life. And I used to live a really fucked up life, doing a lot of drugs and alcohol, and really just not fucking being overall like a very organized dude. And I've never lost my dog. But these fucking babysitters, it actually makes me question whether or not they should be watching my child.
Because no, they should not be.
They're fucking losing my dog. So yeah, he got out again. I'm gonna tell the story tonight on Legion of Skanks.
Where
it's better sport.
Do you know where he's getting out? What part of the
fence? He jumps into the next yard. He can get through the fence if you're not watching him. He gets into the next yard, then he can get into the next yard, and then he can get out into the streets.
Can you put some wood around it where he can't get out?
Just hang up some chicken wire.
He's a Jack Russell Terrier. He's really creative. Like, he's a very creative dog. He can get through these things. Believe me, he could jump like fucking 4 feet in the air.
Yeah, unless he can use fucking like cutters.
And I was also supposed to he was my accomplice in trying to rob that KFC. I was also gonna get his balls cut off, Because
oh, you didn't do it?
No, they wouldn't do it. We went to one of these trucks in Harlem. They did, here's the thing. In New York City, there's just ASPCA trucks where you could bring your dog to get his dog his balls clipped, and they won't do it at he's almost 11. So I was like, why not? They were like, that's he was like, it's a pretty, you know, for an older dog, that's a pretty. I was like, really? I was like, what does it matter? They're like, well, imagine bringing your grandpa for a simple knee surgery. There's a lot more complications that could happen with a 77-year-old man. So I don't know if we can get this dog's balls cut off.
No, he's 77.
And I'm happy.
No, I'm sure you got to take him to a vet that knows.
I don't want to get his balls cut off. My son's mother wants to get his balls cut off, and I think part of it is just to fuck with me. I think she just wants to make eye contact with me every day and then smile and look at the dog.
No, it's like, the dog, he'll be less aggressive. When
he's not aggressive.
He's too late. He's 77.
He's getting out of the fucking fence every other day.
He's not doing it while he says, fuck the world.
You know, how do you know?
He just walks out backwards.
He just says, fuck Luis J. Gomez.
Me and my balls are out, son.
All right. So Jeremy Ryan Arkin.
Yo,
wants-
we nigger. Let's roll.
He just jumped from sports back. Let's go. We're out, homie.
Yep.
Jeremy Ryan Arkin wants to know, what non-alcoholic drinks do you get at bars, and how do you get used to not drinking in that environment? Yeah, dude, it's fucking tough. It's tough sometimes. Like, we have Skankfest this weekend. This is going to be a rough one. This is going to be a rough one because the amount of drugs and alcohol that are going to be at my fingertips. And everyone's going to be partying,
and you're the one of the main skanks.
Like, yeah. I'm like people are.
Can
gonna...
you pretend at least to have started smoking again? That way, people give you weed, and then you can give it to us.
Well, people give me weed anyway. Like in LA last time, when people were just handing me weed left and right, and I just gave it away to my friends. So yeah, I'll definitely get you guys free fucking weed.
Lewis, thanks. I'm almost out.
Lewis would just give the pass off.
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, it's tough. Once again, you gotta want to be sober more than you want to be high and drunk. It's simple as that. And if you don't, I have no advice for somebody who doesn't want that. That's for me, that was it. You know, like right now I'm back on my health kick. It's been a week and a half since I've eaten anything bad. I'm doing the Realist diet again. I've been working out literally every fucking day, really hard, like really trying to get back into it, because something snapped in my head again where I was like, oh no, I want to be in shape more than I want to eat bad food. That's the only thing I can do. And a lot of people can't do it. A lot of people don't have that type of willpower. I have particularly strong willpower. And something can snap in my head, and I just want to be sober more than I want to be drunk. But I did put a not a time limit, but I did give myself a parameter for when I can smoke again. When I make $1 million within a year, within a 1 year period, I will smoke weed again. Because I feel like a lot of the reasons why I'm not drinking and smoking is because I feel like I'm limiting my.
Smoke weed again.
I feel like I'm limiting my ability to be successful but by getting
I'll
up.
I'll smoke
and getting
weed when a unicorn hands me a bowl full of it.
Okay, but, a pig flies down from the sky and says, "Hey, bro, you want to smoke a blunt with me?"
But like, say you make this $1 million a year. Do you think that now? Oh, I can smoke. But you do in your back of your head, like, oh, is this now where I stop making that $1 million? Is it
no, because I think that once I'm successful enough to be making that much money, that I won't be smoking pot for the reasons that I'm smoking pot right now. And the reason I smoke pot now is to numb the
pain.
Pain is a bitchy way to put
it. I know
it.
We were trying to
but
say
the
that.
Anxiety of not having what I want to have. Like, I get very anxious, and I'm very like, I have so much going on, and I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm just not making enough money. I'm not successful enough. I'm not on TV enough. And then I go, let me just smoke and like not feel that. And you need that feeling in order to get yourself to the next level. I'm fighting that feeling with work now versus fighting that feeling by drinking or smoking.
Well, here's what's going to happen, though, with that is that, you know, say you do make that million and you're like, you're not going to have time to smoke, dude. You're going to be busy.
Well, no, then I would probably just smoke at the end of the night when I watch a movie.
Or you just won't, because you're like, you're going to need that 5 hours of sleep. Like,
maybe,
actual
you're right.
Sleep.
Maybe that's true as well.
I think that happens to a lot of people.
But that's what I would do. The way I would celebrate, once I go, I look at my tax return, or I look at the, you know, all of my W-9s and W-2s and all this other shit, and I go, wow, I've made $1 million within a year. Then I will celebrate by smoking a big fat blunt with my friends. And that's that. And I think that's a good goal. I come from a sales background, so I set goals, and I really have this, like, if you set your goal that much further, you're that much more likely to hit it. If you are telling yourself, I'll never make $1 million, you're never going to make $1 million. But if I tell myself, if I really truly believe, this is when they talk about The Secret, I hate to get all fucking preachy on that shit, but it's, if I truly believe that, then my mind will take over and I will naturally I will naturally put myself in the position to do it, and I will do the things that are absolutely necessary in order to get there.
It does. It does work.
You know,
100%.
I can't. I come from sales is absolute. Sales have always been absolute. There's a reason that anytime I've ever had a sales job, I was always able to hit my goal, whatever that sales job was. High end sales jobs, low end sales jobs. I was the guy that always would set a goal and I would hit that goal. And it wasn't because I was that good of a salesperson, or it wasn't because any other factors, except for the fact that I truly believe in goal setting, and if you can visualize your goal, I feel like, and just naturally let go, all the other variables kind of fall into place, and that's always been the way that I've been able to do it. I've trained sales team just specifically on goal setting, and I think that that's a great goal to have. So $1 million, you guys will see me smoking a blunt. I don't really share my financial information, but if you guys see me smoking a blunt, either I've fallen off and I want to kill myself, or I've made $1 million. So that's it.
And then you're going to be high smoking it, and then we're going to be like, oh, dude, that one check that they gave you, it didn't go through. And you'd be high like, fuck.
I'm only worth $999,000.
I'm going to do two more questions. Is that okay, Maddie? Is that okay?
It's rougher.
Because they're good.
I got to like run.
They're good. How are you going to get the podcast up?
I'm going to put the podcast. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
All right. We'll answer them quickly because I like both these questions. Shelby Miracle, who I love. I love this girl. She's so fucking hot.
Is she?
She's, oh my God. I'll show you a picture afterwards. She's a smoke show. Just a smoke show.
Really?
She said, what's the largest acceptable age difference between two people for dating / fucking?
She's perfect.
She's 22. She gets it. She gets the type
I'd
of question.
I'd say like 40 and 22 is just about. That's like the cutoff.
And is it different if the girl's older than the guy? I mean, look, I don't know. Just keep it legal. That's what I say. That's really the way that I look at it. I mean, especially fucking.
Or keep it secret.
Yeah. I mean, for a guy, if you're fucking, if you're 52 and you're smashing a 21-year-old, I mean.
I don't think I could date anything younger than 21. Like, date? I don't think I could date anything younger than 21.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's. I could fuck an 18-year-old girl easily.
Divide by two and add seven.
I dated a 22-year-old when I was like 34, and it was rough. I mean, she was the best 22-year-old I could have got in terms of being smart and like, but it's rough, dude. Make a couple references, and they're like, what? That's how we find out how old that we were. We thought we were both late 20s.
Yeah.
And I made like my third Monster Ballad reference in a row on our first date. She's like, how old are you? And my fucking heart stopped. And then I was like, oh, fuck.
Also, my brother just broke up with his chick, and they were 9 years. They're different. She was kind of going into more the party phase, where he was kind of coming out of the party phase, and it was like different for them. There, he's like, "I don't want to go out three nights a week.
Yeah,
you want to go out three nights a week."
It so just depends on the type of personality
it
you have.
Broke it up where like, she wanted to go out and have fun. He was like, "Listen, I'm older."
It's also different as a comic because like I never want to go out. Like if a night off for me, if I have a night off, I want to go to the movies or I want to sit in. I want to watch Shark Tank on TV. I'm going to just eat some good food. I never, ever would want to go out to a bar.
Oh, no.
That's why it's difficult to date non-comics, you know, and I've dated a couple comics before, and I think that it's they kind of get that. So, like, a night out for me is really a night in, but I think a lot of young girls, like 20, 21-year-old girls, they're like, oh, I want to go out drinking. I can finally drink. And you're like, dude, I just have no – even if I was drinking, I would have no interest in going and hanging out at a bar.
Nah, it's like, you go out and drink, and I'll be here when you're drunk. Ready to get fucking railed.
Ready to get fucking voyeured.
I'll have Shark take boner, and you have voyeured.
I voyeured that girl. What do you think the acceptable age is, Zach?
Depends on the people, man. You know, I've said on the show that I've gone a little young.
Yeah.
It's fun. I think my biggest thing now, if I was single, to date a girl that would be super young, like an 18-year-old, would be me pretty much cutting off any other pussy I had coming my way for a while because of how many girls would be mad at me for dating that young.
Yeah,
the conversations aren't worth it, dude.
Well, it depends. You get a fucking really cool chick who's mature, who you know you see eye to eye with on stuff. Yeah, you know, it really depends on who it is.
Really cool.
If we're generalizing though, like I think any age is cool. I don't really give a shit as long as it's within the legal parameters. But you know, look, when I'm fucking 60. I don't know. I'll probably want to date a 21-year-old. Why not? Yeah, especially if I'm making $1 million a year smoking blunts.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Dude, if you did
more than $1 million for a 21-year-old.
Oh,
if you date a 20-year-old, they're only 2 years. I mean, they're still going to be telling stories about high school.
Yeah.
From 2 years
earlier. How hard you're dicking to get.
I mean,
it's getting hard right now.
Dude, I'm not saying... If a 17-year-old does a line of coke and sits on your dick, you feel like you're going to come a diamond.
All right, last question because we got to go. When there's a heckler at a show, and we'll answer this really quickly. Let's go around the horn. When there's a heckler at a show, do comics like for other audience members to tell the heckler to shut up, or do they like, or do they want to just handle it themselves as a comic? What do you think?
You want to handle themselves, but if they're getting out of control, it's good to get the crowd on your side. To, you know, everyone's like, shut the fuck up now. Let's go.
Tink?
Yeah, you want to handle it on your own, but it's really funny, though, when, like, the audience does it for you before you get a chance. And yeah, that just draws everyone in the audience as a team. Because yeah, then you're like, this person doesn't even know you, and they just called you a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's so great. And, oh, yeah. It's like a two-for-one. You exactly. Get, like,
yeah, you want... Because sometimes when it's too many people all talking, it feels like you're even in less control.
Yeah.
So you have to, it has to be like a team-building exercise.
I love it when an audience member tells somebody else, shut the fuck up.
Pretty funny.
I encourage the fight. I just, like, I literally, I would, 100 times out of 100 times, I would rather just do my fucking jokes and not have to deal with some bullshit. Because the problem is, like, when you deal with a heckler, there's also a percentage of the crowd that likes the fact that you're dealing with a heckler. So, like, they sit back and go, ooh, oh, this was not planned for. This is great. We get to watch him smash a heckler. And then they set this expectation that you're supposed to destroy this guy. And I'm just going, dude, just please shut the fuck up. Like I don't even try to get clever with it. If somebody's heckling, I'm like, buddy, shut the fuck up. Your girlfriend's a whore. Like, I immediately go to just some visceral, angry shit. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
And then you go on Periscope and go into the bar next door and then threaten to beat the shit
out
of him.
Well, he wasn't heckling me. He was heckling my friend Adrian. So you fucking heckle my friend Adrian, you're going to get fucked up. So, but no, I love it. I've had that happen a bunch where someone's like, hey, buddy, shut the fuck up. I'm like, yeah, listen to that guy.
By the way, did you ever see that review on Yelp?
Oh, yeah, my reviews. I've done them on the shows. Yeah.
Someone wrote a review about how the comic came into the bar and threatened to fight us all.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, that was the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
There may have been a review of CB's about buying a ticket from the nefarious guy outside, going inside, paying $60 to get in a fight with the MC.
Oh, was it me?
Yeah.
Nice. I make a lot of Yelp reviews, guys. I'm memorable. No matter what you can say about the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, is I am memorable. Maddie, we're going to get out of here. You see, you can start the exiting music. Look, I got to go. You guys have been fucking dope. Thanks for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. Go to GasEngineNetwork.com. Sign up for the trial. Code Real Ass or code RAP. And we'll see you guys at Skankfest this weekend. Everyone from the Real Ass Podcast is performing. Legion of Skanks is performing. Tuesdays with Stories is performing. Race Wars is performing. It's almost like we've combined everything. Podcasts, stand-up comedy, sketch. Murder Fist is a great sketch group. So we love you guys, and we'll check you next week on the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.